Welcome to Shakespeare FC, the Sonnets, a 5-minute journey into the iambic opinations on life, love, death, and desire, with a smattering of nature and naughtiness from the mind of our literary epicure from Warwickshire, or, as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. In his sonnets, Uncle Will wrote from a very personal place about the human condition, all in just 14 lines. But in that meager space, we can find an absolute wealth of human experience that you just might identify with. So, let's you and I go on a little journey. Today, Uncle Will moves into what I can only see as some sort of relationship advice with his mistress. But we'll set that aside for the moment. As he would tell it, Uncle Will's dark lady seems to be quite the flatterer, perhaps prompting our promiscuous poet to pontificate on the truth between lovers, vanity, and self-delusion. In the first quatrain of his 138th sonnet, Uncle Will says that his mistress swears that she always speaks the truth, to which he says that he believes her, though he actually knows she is lying, in order to convince her that he is as naive as an uneducated youth who is ignorant in the ways of the world.
When my love swears that she is made of truth, I do believe her, though I know she lies, that she might think me some untutored youth, unlearned in the world's false subtleties.
In the second quatrain, Uncle Will begins his cleverly worded double meanings. Firstly, he says that in order to satisfy his vanity, vainly perhaps, he believes that she regards him as young, even though she knows that his best days are behind him. He says that he finds himself agreeing with her, and in doing so, becomes complicit as they both conceal the truth from one another.
Thus, vainly thinking that she thinks me young, although she knows my days are past the best. Simply, I credit her false speaking tongue on both sides. Thus is simple truth suppressed.
In the third quatrain, William does question as to why his mistress must insist on her lies, and furthermore, why doesn't he insist that he is actually old? Well, it seems that it is best for lovers to pretend to trust each other. And come to think of it, those lovers who are well-seasoned, long in the tooth, or just plain old, aren't very fond of having their age pointed out.
But wherefore say she not she is unjust? And wherefore say not I that I am old? Oh, love's best habit is in seeming trust, and age in love loves not to have years told.
In the final couplet, Will pulls out his double entendres as he says both he and his lovers lie with each other, as they lie with each other, and being imperfect creatures, flatter one another with their lies, as they lie.
Therefore I lie with her, and she with me, and in our faults by lies we flattered be.
Aside from murder, love, and mistaken identity, one of the recurring themes Uncle Will references in most of his plays is flattery, both the innocuous and the more sinister incarnations, using it in Hamlet as a reference to dishonest conversational intentions, to the far darker equivocation in Pericles to render flattery as black villainy. I think I am drawn to this sonnet because it encompasses pretty much most of my teen and adult life, love, longing, and self-deception. Nietzsche put it simply, the most common sort of lie is the one uttered to oneself. I suppose, as far as Uncle Will was concerned, the second most common were truths from your lover's lips. Well, alas and alack, my friends, that is all we have time for. Join us again next time for another hopefully informative journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time. Shakespeare FC is a production of WGTE Public Media. You can learn more and download all episodes at wgte.org/sfc or wherever you get your podcasts.